Left-wing Portland, Oregon may ban travel, trade with Texas in wake of abortion law. By Penny Starr on September 6, 2021. The Oregon city, where protesters for months attacked police and businesses without consequences, is considering punishing Texas by ending trade with and travel to the state because of its law to protect the unborn from abortion after 6 weeks gestation. The Portland City Council may issue an emergency resolution to ban city business and employee travel to the state of Texas. Democrat Portland Mayor Ted Wheeler, who has joined Antifa anarchists protesting on the streets of the city, issued a statement ahead of an expected vote on the resolution on Wednesday. The Portland City Council stands unified in its belief that all people should have the right to choose if and when they carry a pregnancy and that the decisions they make are complex, difficult, and unique to their circumstances. The ban will be in effect until the state of Texas withdraws its unconstitutional ban on abortion or until it is overturned in court. City Legal Counsel is currently evaluating the legal aspects of this proposed resolution. Fox News reported on the threat. The Texas state law, which took effect last Wednesday, allows anyone anywhere to sue anyone connected to an abortion in which cardiac activity was detected in the embryo, as early as 6 weeks into a pregnancy before most women even realize they are pregnant. By Friday, State District Judge Maya Guerra Gamble granted Planned Parenthood a temporary restraining order under the new law, shielding its clinics from whistleblower lawsuits by the nonprofit group Texas Right to Life, its legislative director and 100 unidentified individuals. But Breitbart News reported Saturday that abortion provider Planned Parenthood of Greater Texas Surgical Health Services filed suit in Texas's state courts, which is a different system from the federal courts and not governed by the U.S. Supreme Court's denial of an injunction on the Heartbeat Act, and that a county judge in Texas issued a TRO, temporary restraining order, Friday night against the pro-life measure. The pro-life organization that spearheaded the new law banning abortions once a fetal heartbeat is detected stated. Many media outlets falsely claim that the order blocks all citizens from enforcing the Texas Heartbeat Act. In truth, the order only applies to the defendants, Texas Right to Life, John Seco, and the anonymous individuals, and the Planned Parenthood plaintiffs. Other citizens are legally authorized to sue the Planned Parenthood plaintiffs, and Texas Right to Life is legally authorized to sue other abortionists who violate the law. This does not stop the Texas Heartbeat Act. Wheeler said in the statement, "We stand with Chief Justice John Roberts, Justice Elena Kagan, Justice Stephen Breyer, and Justice Sonia Sotomayor, who fought to block this attack on the reproductive rights, freedom, and autonomy of people across the country. We urge other leaders and elected bodies around the nation to join us in condemning the actions of the Texas state government. Portland City Council stands with the people who may one day face difficult decisions about pregnancy, and we respect their right to make the best decision for themselves." Ironically, Wheeler and other leftists are not issuing emergency resolutions over people who were murdered in the city. Homicides have surged since the unit was disbanded last summer after the Portland City Council voted last summer to slash the police bureau's budget by $15 million, Fox reported. Amid the uptick in gun violence, Wheeler, a Democrat, proposed a new unit in March renamed the Focused Initiative Team. Follow Penny Starr on Twitter or send news tips to star@breitbart.com.